Have you ever asked God for a sign? God, show me that you're real. What I didn't realize for the longest time is that I was living in a reality of lack of faith. Welcome to the Truth Revealed Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Boyndexter. I'm so excited that you are joining us today. I am excited about God's Word that's going to be going forth today. Make sure that you tune into our podcast on anywhere you find your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, any place that you can find and you listen to your favorite podcast, you can find us. You can also go to our podcast website where you can see all the platforms that we are on. We air every other Sunday at 8:30 a.m., so we're so excited to get into this morning. The topic of today's podcast is, are you waiting on a sign, or are they already there? And I'm so excited to be talking about God's signs and how we can transform our thinking of God's nature. You know, the other day I was listening and studying, and a verse in the Bible jumped out at me, and it said this, Matthew 12, verse 39. It says, he answered, a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. You know, I have to be honest. This is the Truth Revealed Podcast. And, you know, there have been times in my life that I have asked God, God, give me a sign. God, I need this from you. You know, just being honest and upfront, you know, my wife and I have been going through a trying season. And as we go about our journey, we have asked many times, and I've prayed the prayer, God, give me a sign. God, I'll know that you're here and that you're listening if you do this. And I think many of us fall into that place where we say, God, I know that you want me to do this if you do this. I remember when we were trying to decide to give money to put towards our new house. And I said, God, you know, I need to know, is this the house you want from us? If it is, God, it's going to be, I want this. I want this step. I want this amount. And I love God because, you know, we can pray personally to God. And I've learned that throughout my life. But I also, when this verse popped out at me, I realized that what I was actually doing is I was actually saying, God, I will not believe that you're here without this happening. And as small as I thought it was actually putting a strain on my relationship with God. It was putting my relationship with God in a box that said, if unless he doesn't operate in this specific way, if he doesn't operate in a way that I can move and he can operate in my box, if he doesn't give me the exact number that I want, if he doesn't give me the exact details that I want, then that can't be what he really wants for me. And it really reminded me, and I love that verse because it says, none will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. What was Jonah's sign? Now, I think about that story of Jonah. He was given a command to go to Nineveh. Nineveh, a town of deceit and lies and sin. And he's like, God, I can't do that. I can't go there. They will not listen to me. It's not what Jonah wanted. So what did Jonah do? He ran from God saying, that can't be, God, what you really wanted me to do. So he ran and he decided that he was going to run away from God because God did not give him the answer and the response that he wanted. And it made me really think about how many times in my life have I said, God, I want this to happen this way. And if you're not there, I kind of said earlier about our house, like, so we were looking for a house, and I remember telling my wife, okay, this is the number that we're going to stick under. If it's not under this number, we're not going to do it. And I remember looking at the house, loving the house. My wife loved the house. It was exactly what she wanted. It's exactly what I wanted. And we were so, like, it was an abundant blessing looking at the house that we got. And especially for our first ever house, I was like, man, this is so nicer than, you know, we could have ever wanted or expected. It's kind of in the price range that we liked, but we didn't know exactly how much with all of our stuff. And I remember telling God, okay, God, if it's really of you, you're going to make this and this and this happen. And I was like, it's really cool to say that. But on the other end, God also kind of revealed to me in that moment, because guess what happened? It wasn't the exact way that I wanted it. Now we live in that house. Now you'd say, well, then you went against your own prayers and wishes. No, what God revealed to me was I was telling him he could not operate in my promise and the blessing and have favor over something unless you operated or unless you did it in my specifications. I limited God to my decisions. I limited God to my boundary. And God's like, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I have all the riches in heaven. So if I didn't think you could take care of it and I wasn't going to bless you, why would I do it? Shortly after we got the house, my wife got a new job. I got a new job, which was a significant pay increase for me, which really began to further bless us. And I realized in that moment that God had not put us in a house that at the time seemed decent. It didn't seem at the time when we signed, we were like, okay, I mean, we can make it, but we might be eating ramen noodles, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. We took that step of faith, but it was taking that step of faith to putting trust in God that he was going to provide the funds that's when the raise came. That's when the new season came. That's when the job came. And I've learned that throughout my life is many times I will actually put God in a box by giving him direction and say, okay, God, I need to know what to do. But when I didn't like where he told me to go and it didn't fit my specifications, it didn't make me comfortable, I ran from God. So I ask, you know, and it really hit me. So, you know, I explain all that to talk about this. What are the signs we see? You know, when this verse kind of jumped out at me and I began to pray God and I was like, God, you know, Alexis and I have been going through some stuff and, you know, in regards to starting a family. And I was like, you know, God, I'd really like to, you know, I need to know. I need a sign from you to know. And I realized in this moment that I was testing God when I really didn't need to. Because by asking for a sign, I was showing a lack of faith. I was showing a faith of, well, unless he shows me, unless I see it for myself, unless I hear him audibly, then I can't believe he's in it. How can you believe a promise if you can't see him in it? And I had filtered my sight and my belief based on the signs and wonders that we see. You know, we all talk about signs and wonders. Many people all over the church talk about, because we know that Jesus said, for those that believe, this will follow, signs and wonders, right? Casting out devils, stomping on scorpions, all of these things. But in this moment, I believe what God was speaking to me was the difference in miracles and wonderful acts of God and signs and wonders. Because God, literally, Jesus is talking to them and said, a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign. And I think in our generation, we're so easy to say it. Because I think a lot of us say, you know, you need to know before you make that decision, you need to pray and you need to know that God tells you it's okay. But what happens if he doesn't give you the reassurance that it's okay? What happens if he tells you to go to that town and then you say, God, I don't really want to go to Nineveh, but then he stays silent? Are you going to get on the boat and run like Jonah did? And it really just blew my mind because I realized that what I was actually doing was the opposite of faith. I was fixated on signs to believe. God, you promised me this, so you will show me you're still here by doing this. And God's like, I already gave you the promise. And here's the signs. What are the signs we see? The signs are every day. When you wake up in the morning and you have breath in your lungs, that's a sign. When you look at the sun, the mountain, the birds, the air, when you see the beautiful greenery, the flowers blooming, that's a sign that God is real. The evidence of God's faith and favor and blessings is the world around us. Not if he makes it right in your budget. Not if he tells you exactly where to go. You know, God, I really think we should move. We should, you know, just kind of, I think we're, it's time to move. What happens if you say, okay, you know, God, I think we've, you know, we're trying to order our steps and make sure we're adhering to your plan. And sometimes I think we wait and then we're like, well, God didn't, you know, point out the exact perfect house that we wanted, or, you know, maybe he didn't make it like this. Sometimes it's the act of faith to go before you know. You can put it in the chat. Go before you know. You can post it on social media. Go before you know. Because there are times in our lives where God will not show you exactly. There are going to be times like Jonah, where you are told to go somewhere, or you feel an urge to go somewhere, and you got to ask the question, was it God or was it not? And what will happen is God will go silent from you and you will not hear anything. So the question is, do you have the faith to go? Do you have the faith to say, wow, God, I really feel like this is where I need to be. I need you to be in this. I want you to be in this. I need to know if I'm making the right choice. And what happens is, again, we limit our possibilities. So how can we live with this new perspective? I can tell you how we can live. We can take every single day. Every single day is a sign. God, today is a sign that your life and your light is shining on me. God, today is the day that you have made. God, you have given me a fresh start today. So today I'm going to take the opportunities. Today I'm going to step out in faith in what I think. If you want to buy the house, take a step of faith and buy the house. Now, let me back up just a second. If you were buying a house that was three times your budget and there's no way you're going to have money to tithe or put food on the table, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is oftentimes we will, God, I think I should leave my job, but I need you to tell me to leave it. Sometimes God's not going to tell you to leave your job. He's going to wait till you do it. And then he's going to open the door of where you need to go. And that's how you're going to know, God, wow, you really had this prepared for me. He's not going to tell you to start saving that money because this is coming up. You're just going to need to start saving the money. He's not going to tell you that you should start praying with your kids before bedtime. He might not give you a sign that that's a good idea, but once you start doing it, you're going to see the fruit of that in your life. See, the fruit of God's blessings and favor is the sign of the promise, but you can't do it until you go. You got to go, and then you'll know. And there have been many times in my life where I have stepped into things and I was like, God, I know you told me to do this. I know I'm making the right choice. And a week in, I said, God, I thought I heard you tell me this, but I'm actually thinking that I told myself that you told me this. Because see, sometimes it's ourselves telling us that we think, like, there's three voices in our head. There's the enemy, there's God, and then there's you. And you will often tell yourself what you think God is saying to you because you will make yourself believe something that God actually didn't say. You said it. And when I realized that, when I started to really dive into this verse, that's what I began to realize was there was times in my life that I said, God, this is you. So I've had to take a step of faith and say, God, I'm going to take a step of faith. I'm going to start looking at another job. I'm not going to wait until a door opens up. I'm going to put my resume out there and see if they open me up for an interview. That's my step of faith. Now, obviously, again, not just quit your job, obviously have a backup, but you understand my point. My point is, you know what? There's a girl I really like. I'm not going to wait to see if she likes me. I'm going to go ask her out. I'm going to go see if she'll want to go to lunch with me sometime. And then guess what? If she says yes and we have conversations and I feel that spirit, that kindred spirit, then I'm going to know that there was something there, that God was over this. But sometimes you're not going to get that. And what we will do is we will miss opportunities. We will miss moments in our life where God is trying to show us that some... Gosh darn it. What we will do is we will miss opportunities. We will miss moments where God is trying to get us on a path of taking the step of faith, taking that moment, taking each day, taking each breath and saying, God, right now, I'm stepping out. I'm trusting you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what I see, I'm going to trust you in this. I may not have it yet. I may not have it all figured out yet. I may not have it all together yet. I may not understand the plan yet. I may not understand. I may not feel your presence yet. I may not see the promise fulfilled yet. But I'm going to step onto the shore of Nineveh. I'm going to walk in the city. I'm going to preach what you told me to preach. I'm going to speak what you told me to speak. I'm going to speak it before I see it. I'm going to go before I know. And I'm going to give before I receive it. This can be a mind-altering, life-changing miracle, I believe, for everybody in their life, not even just a Christian. I believe if we understand that God is not a God that wants us to just say, God, I'm not going to do this until you show me this, 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 and this. Or God, I need you to do this, 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 and this. The Bible says it clear. He says a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign. He wants us to be blessed. The belief in things that we can't see. Our very belief in Jesus Christ is faith. Because most of you, I don't know about you, but I ain't ever seen Jesus face to face. One day I will, but as of right now, I haven't. But I still know he's real. I know that when I wake up in the morning and I look out in the sky, I see his creation. I see God in everywhere I go. So it's seeing God in every little thing. And not saying, God, I won't believe on you until I see something great and magical and mighty. Because the really cool thing is God does great, mighty, and magical things every single day. When a child is cured of cancer, when a family is restored, when a marriage that was breaking on the grounds of divorce, suddenly there's reconciliation and there's love back in their hearts. When a child is hugged by their mom or their dad. When a friend gives a friend a hand in need. When a homeless person is taken off the street. When the elderly, somebody who is of elderly age is helped and nurtured and getting the nutrition and the resources that they need to live every single day. That's the subtle beauty. Those are the subtle signs.